No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. It's a delight. Delight, I haven't used that word yet. It's a joy. It is truly my honor to be here. I don't know why I get to do this. I don't know. It makes no sense to me, and I want to just read before God figures it out. Wait a minute. Where did the other redhead go? Let's read the Bible, shall we? Today we finish the book of Daniel. We'll be reading chapters 10 through 12, and this week we're reading the Christian Standard Bible. Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of King Cyrus of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar. The message was true and was about a great conflict. He understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks. I didn't eat any rich food. No meat or wine entered my mouth. And I didn't put any oil on my body until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there was a man dressed in linen with a belt of gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like beryl, his face like the brilliance of lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. Only I, Daniel, saw the vision. The men who were with me did not see it, but a great terror fell on them, and they ran and hid. I was left alone looking at this great vision. No strength was left in me. My face grew deathly pale, and I was powerless. I heard the words he said, and when I heard them, I fell into a deep sleep with my face to the ground. Suddenly, a hand touched me and set me shaking on my hands and knees. He said to me, "Daniel, you are a man treasured by God. Understand the words that I'm saying to you. Stand on your feet, for I have now been sent to you." After he said this to me, I stood trembling. "Don't be afraid, Daniel," he said to me, "for from the first day that you purposed to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your prayers were heard. I have come because of your prayers. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia opposed me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me after I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to help you understand what will happen to your people in the last days, for the vision refers to those days." While he was saying these words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and was speechless. Suddenly, one with human likeness touched my lips. I opened my mouth and said to the one standing in front of me, "My Lord, because of the vision, anguish overwhelms me, and I am powerless. How can someone like me, your servant, speak with someone like you, my Lord? Now I have no strength, and there is no breath in me." Then the one with a human appearance touched me again and strengthened me. He said, "Don't be afraid, you who are treasured by God. Peace to you. Be very strong." As he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, "Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me." He said, "Do you know why I've come to you? I must return at once to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I leave, the prince of Greece will come. However, I will tell you what is recorded in the book of truth. No one has the courage to support me against those princes except Michael, your prince." In the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to strengthen and protect him. Now I will tell you the truth. 3 more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth will be far richer than the others. By the power he gains through his riches, You will stir up everyone against the kingdom of Greece. Then a warrior king will arise. He will rule a vast realm and do whatever he wants. But as soon as he is established, his kingdom will be broken up and divided to the four winds of heaven, but not to his descendants. It will not be the same kingdom that he ruled, because his kingdom will be uprooted and will go to others besides them. The king of the south will grow powerful, but one of his commanders will grow more powerful and will rule a kingdom greater than his. After some years, they will form an alliance, and the daughter of the king of the south will go to the king of the north to seal the agreement. She will not retain power, and his strength will not endure. She will be given up, together with her entourage, her father, and the ones who supported her during those times. In the place of the king of the south, one from her family will rise up, come against the army, and enter the fortress of the king of the north. He will take action against them and triumph. He will take even their gods captive to Egypt with their metal images and their precious articles of silver and gold. For some years he will stay away from the king of the north, who will enter the kingdom of the king of the south and then return to his own land. His sons will mobilize for war and assemble a large number of armed forces. They will advance, sweeping through like a flood, and will again wage war as far as his fortress. Infuriated, the king of the south will march out to fight with the king of the north, who will raise a large army, but they will be handed over to his enemy. When the army is carried off, he will become arrogant and cause tens of thousands to fall, but he will not triumph. The king of the north will again raise a multitude larger than the first. After some years, he will advance with a great army and many supplies. In those times, many will rise up against the king of the south. Violent ones among your own people will assert themselves to fulfill a vision, but they will fail. Then the king of the north will come, build a siege ramp, and capture a well-fortified city. The forces of the south will not stand. Even their select troops will not be able to resist. The king of the north who comes against him will do whatever he wants, and no one can oppose him. He will establish himself in the beautiful land with total destruction in his hand. He will resolve to come with the force of his whole kingdom and will reach an agreement with him. He will give him a daughter in marriage to destroy it, but she will not stand with him or support him. Then he will turn his attention to the coasts and islands and capture many, but a commander will put an end to his taunting. Instead, he will turn his taunts against him. He will turn his attention back to the fortresses of his own land, but he will stumble, fall, and be no more. In his place, one will arise who will send out a tax collector for the glory of the kingdom, but within a few days he will be broken, though not in anger or in battle. In his place, a despised person will arise. Royal honors will not be given to him, but he will come during a time of peace and seize the kingdom by intrigue. A flood of forces will be swept away before him. They will be broken, as well as the covenant prince. After an alliance is made with him, he will act deceitfully. He will rise to power with a small nation. During a time of peace, he will come into the richest parts of the province and do what his fathers and predecessors never did. He will lavish plunder, loot, and wealth on his followers, and he will make plans against fortified cities, but only for a time. With a large army, he will stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south. The king of the south will prepare for battle with an extremely large and powerful army, but he will not succeed because plots will be made against him. Those who eat his provisions will destroy him. His army will be swept away, and many will fall slain. The two kings whose hearts are bent on evil will speak lies at the same table, but to no avail, for still the end will come at the appointed time. The king of the north will return to his land with great wealth, but his heart will be set against the holy covenant. He will take action, then return to his own land. At the appointed time, he will come again to the south, but this time will not be like the first. Ships of Kittim will come against him, and being intimidated, he will withdraw. Then he will rage against the Holy Covenant and take action. On his return, he will favor those who abandon the Holy Covenant. His forces will rise up and desecrate the temple fortress. They will abolish the regular sacrifice and set up the abomination of desolation. With flattery, he will corrupt those who act wickedly toward the covenant, but the people who know their God will be strong and take action. Those who have insight among the people will give understanding to many, yet they will fall by the sword and flame, and they will be captured and plundered for a time. When they fall, they will be helped by some, but many others will join them insincerely. Some of those who have insight will fall so that they may be refined, purified, and cleansed until the time of the end, for it will still come at the appointed time. Then the king will do whatever he wants. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and he will say outrageous things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, because what has been decreed will be accomplished. He will not show regard for the gods of his ancestors, the god desired by women, or for any other god, because he will magnify himself above all. Instead, he will honor a god of fortress, a god his ancestors did not know, with gold, silver, precious stones, and riches. He will deal with the strongest fortresses with the help of a foreign god. He will greatly honor those who acknowledge him, making them rulers over many and distributing land as a reward. At the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in battle, but the king of the north will storm against him with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. He will invade countries and sweep through them like a flood. He will also invade the beautiful land, and many will fall. But these will escape from his power: Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of the Ammonites. He will extend his power against the countries, and not even the land of Egypt will escape. He will get control over the hidden treasures of gold and silver, and over all the riches of Egypt. The Libyans and Cushites will also be in submission. But reports from the east and the north will terrify him, and he will go out with great fury to annihilate and completely destroy many. He will pitch his royal tents between the sea and the beautiful holy mountain, but he will meet his end with no one to help him. At that time, Michael, the great prince, who stands watch over your people, will rise up. There will be a time of distress such as never has occurred since nations came into being until that time. But at that time, all your people who are found written in the book will escape. Many who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, and some to disgrace and eternal contempt. Those who have insight will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will roam about, and knowledge will increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and two others were standing there, one on this bank of the river and one on the other. One of them said to the man dressed in linen, who was above the water of the river, "How long until the end of these wondrous things?" Then I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the water of the river. He raised both his hands toward heaven and swore by him who lives eternally that it would be for a time, times, and half a time. When the power of the holy people is shattered, all these things will be completed. I heard but did not understand, so I asked, "My Lord, what will be the outcome of these things?" He said, "Go on your way, Daniel, for the words are secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. None of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Happy is the one who waits for and reaches 1,335 days. But as for you, go on your way to the end. You will rest, and then you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance at the end of the days. This concludes the book of Daniel today. And what we can take away from just what we read right here today is that first, God hears the prayers of Daniel from the very beginning. And secondly, God's answer to Daniel's prayer, they are prolonged because of this battle that happens in heavenly realms. And what we need to know is that this battle that's happening is a battle over good and evil. All the way back to the very beginning of the Bible. Again, we have to know the difference. We have to call what is good, good, and call evil what is evil. We have to know this through the Word of God. Otherwise, we will believe anything anybody says about someone being evil and label them evil and spread that they are evil. And they're actually could be doing good and vice versa. This is so important. And we have seen the importance of this and these underlying themes that happen all throughout the Old Testament so far. It's important because as we get to Jesus, we will have people falsely accuse Jesus in the same manner. So much so that this is ultimately what got Jesus crucified. I don't want to get too far ahead because that's a whole big thing. But as we're reading this year, I can see that theme so prevalent of knowing what good is good and what evil is evil. Differentiating between the two according to the Word of God. Even words like social justice, that we see these themes throughout the Old Testament. Care for the widow, the orphan, take care of the foreigner in your homeland. These issues are social justice issues. We love to politicize them, and we love to politicize them into the hands of whatever party that we do not belong to, when they are biblical. They are biblical principles of how to care for one another. God cares about social justice because he cares about the people that are oppressed, and he asks for us to step in and do something when no one else will. And if we, as the body of Christ, won't, we'll wait for someone else to do it, or we'll make it such a political issue that we won't touch it. Nobody else will want to touch it. We can know the heart of God through knowing the heart of God's word. And this is why we're here, to know him, to be known by him, and to be representatives, worthy representatives, that carries the love of God, the mercy of God, the compassion, the grace, the wisdom, the peace of God that passes all understanding. We are called to be peacemakers, but let's not get confused. Being a peacemaker is not acquiescing to evil. So Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. God, we need your peace. We need to be peacemakers. And what that means is we can be the first person to step forward, but we step forward to lay down our weapons of hatred, to lay down our weapons of death that are hidden in our words. We lay down our pride. We reach toward those that hate us with love, with kindness, with gentleness, with self-control, with compassion, mercy, and grace, and with peace. Jesus, we need your Spirit to guide us, to help us. We need your Holy Spirit that produces these good things: love, joy, patience, kindness, long-suffering, self-control, gentleness. These are the things that we lack, that your Spirit gives to us. And these are the things that will disarm the hatred and the evil with good and goodness. May we be bearers of truth, wielders of truth and of righteousness. Lead us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Download it. Check it out. Send it to a friend. Especially if you're new, check out the resource center, check out the store, check out the prayer wall, check out the community section. There is something there for everyone, and you do not have to go through life alone. We're celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible, and we are giving back in different ways. This latest release, the Breathing Prayer Book, a little book for big feelings, for your littles, for your bigs, for you, if you are big. Thank you for your support. And we really, truly hope that this little tool, this is just a little tool in the toolbox of helping us endure, helping us get through the process. The book is not a magic fix-all. It's not, I prayed it, it went away. Well, maybe it did. God can do whatever God wants to do, but so much more often than not, we have to go through the process. Thank you for embracing the Breathing Prayer Book. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are eternally grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you'd like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do it. So, 800-583-2164, that is the number for chronological, or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line when you are finished. Hit submit, turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill, I love you all. We'll turn the page together tomorrow and begin the book of Ezra. Until then, love one another.
Hi, this is Sunshine in Colorado. I do not call in very often, but I am a longtime listener. I know this community believes in the power of prayer. And when we pray together here, I believe that God hears our prayers and answers those prayers. I ask that you pray for my friend Sharon, who went to the doctor recently and found she has cancer. They did a biopsy, but they don't know what kind of cancer or where it's at. She will have additional tests done. And I pray that when those tests are done, that they will find nothing in her body that is cancer, that she will be cancer free. And I pray that God will get all the glory for this. She is a believer and she's asked me to pray. And I'm coming to you now to ask that you pray with me also. believing.
Hi, beautiful Dabsea family. This is Victoria from the beautiful rolling hills of Northwest Missouri. And I just had to call in to Dabsea. I just called in a message to regular DAB, but this is just to gush over the new book, The Breathing Prayer. I just received my box of books today, and I am blown away, completely blown away. It's perfect. It's beautiful, beautiful. Perfect length, perfect words. Page 16 brought the tears. Wow. It's just so amazing. And we thank you so much, Hardin family, for this beautiful work. I am going to keep this book like stacks of it and give it away and share it with people. On the other recording, I mentioned how our church does something and we give away Bibles and books every year at our community event, and they're just there for free. There's going to be stacks of these for anybody that we're just going to share it, promote it, and because what a help for anyone. Everything just is beautiful about it. The illustrations are gorgeous. The ending, classic. It's just so good. Thank you so much, Hardin family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for just a beautiful work and for everything else you do for us every day, keeping us in the Word. Ah, I love it. Thank you, family. Love you all. Big blessings. Bye for now.
Hello, my DABC family. This is Zainab calling from London. I'm just calling to ask for prayer for everyone, my DABC family, prayer warriors, to stand with my family in prayer. One of my sisters is in life support machine, and according to the doctor, she has 5% chance to survive, but we know we serve a living God, and there is nothing impossible for him to do. There is nothing. He raised the dead, so there is nothing impossible for him to do. So I'm just asking, calling upon everyone to stand with us in prayer. Her name is Hulai Matu. She lives in Belgium. Please, please, please join me in prayer. Thank you.